Exclusive: White House Fraud Task Force Helps FBI Catch 4 Overseas Fugitives. By Olivia Rondo on July 29, 2026. The White House's Task Force to Eliminate Fraud has collaborated with the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, to release a new Most Wanted Fraudster, MWF, list, which has already led to the capture of four suspects accused of defrauding taxpayers and other victims out of $1.8 billion collectively. Within just about 6 weeks of publishing the list, alleged fraudsters who had been on the run for 3,500 days combined have been located and taken into custody by the FBI, officials told Breitbart News. Said Abdullahi Ireg, who was charged in 2024 in relation to the $250 million Minnesota Welfare Feeding Our Future case, became the first person on the MWF list to be arrested. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office in the District of Minnesota, Ireg was accused of defrauding the federal child nutrition program by submitting false reimbursement claims during the COVID lockdowns, for which he received more than $4.2 million. Instead of fighting the charges or facing the consequences, Ireg fled the country. The day after his name and face were published on the FBI's list on June 4, Ireg communicated through counsel his desire to return to the U.S. He then peacefully surrendered to FBI agents at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport after being on the run for 1,119 days. FBI Minneapolis Special Agent in Charge Chris Dotson thanked British, Kenyan, and Somali authorities for aiding in facilitating Ireg's surrender. Herbert Kimball became the second arrest after being captured in the Philippines just a few days after he was placed on the MWF list for his alleged role in a $1.2 billion telemedicine and durable medical equipment scheme. Soon after his arrest, Kimball was charged as part of the 2026 National Healthcare Fraud Takedown with over 450 other defendants. He had been on the run for 654 days when he was taken into custody. The third suspect to be arrested as a result of the MWF list was Khalid Ahmed Zatari, who was on the run for 1,326 days after being indicted in relation to one of the largest healthcare fraud schemes ever charged by the Department of Justice, DOJ. A statement released last week by the DOJ states that Zatari fraudulently billed Medicare for over $547 million and paid out millions of dollars in illegal kickbacks and bribes to doctors and patient recruiters. According to the indictment and court documents, from 2016 to 2019, Zatari owned and operated several diagnostic testing laboratories throughout the United States that billed Medicare for expensive and medically unnecessary genetic tests. Zatari allegedly conspired with dozens of patient recruiters, telemarketing call centers, and telemedicine companies to utilize deceptive marketing campaigns and illegal kickbacks and bribes to generate cancer genetic test samples that reimbursed between $10,000 to $20,000 per sample. Through his laboratories, Zatari billed Medicare for over $547 million. He also allegedly paid millions of dollars in illegal kickbacks and bribes to doctors and patient recruiters. In connection with the indictment, the government seized 16 bank accounts and restrained real estate from Zatari. Zatari was placed on the MWF list on June 23 and arrested 27 days after being apprehended by regional partners in the Middle East with a fake Mexican passport and fake name. Elaine Angenesco became the first female fugitive to be caught due to the list after being on the run for 415 days since being charged in a $32 million in COVID relief fraud scheme, having also been caught overseas. According to a Monday press release from the DOJ, Isco was returned to the Southern District of Florida on Saturday after being captured by Jamaican authorities. This most wanted fraudster allegedly obtained tens of millions in COVID-19 relief, stealing critical resources from legitimate businesses during a national crisis, Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche said of Isco. She fled the country believing she could escape justice but ultimately could not. Those who exploit taxpayer-funded programs will be held accountable by this Department of Justice, no matter how long it takes or where they attempt to hide. Isco was the last remaining suspect in that scheme to face justice after defendants James McHugh and Gino Jordan pleaded guilty and Alfred Davis, Cher Davis, and LaToya Clark were convicted by a federal jury in December 2025. Altogether, those four subjects were on the run for over 3,500 combined days before being captured within weeks of being placed on the MWF list. In just over 5 weeks, This FBI and the White House Task Force to Eliminate Fraud have captured four most wanted fraudster subjects on three different continents charged with a combined nearly $1.8 billion in fraud. Collectively on the run for over 3,500 days, FBI Director Kash Patel told Breitbart News in an exclusive statement. And even while each of these subjects were hiding overseas, this FBI quickly executed FTUX, foreign transfer of custody, to return all of them to the U.S. in just 1.5 months, part of 30 high-value targets we've returned since June. Patel went on to credit President Donald Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance's leadership over the task force to eliminate fraud for capturing the evasive suspects. The message is clear, the FBI leader stated. With President Trump and Vice President Vance at the helm, this FBI and our partners are cracking down on fraud and bringing alleged fraudsters back to justice at an unprecedented level. Anyone who steals from American taxpayers will meet the full weight of justice no matter where they try to hide. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.